I mean, don't even worry about your sitting position. Sit comfortably. Close your eyes, and then either you're with the Buddha or you're with the breath. Around the breath, around the tip of the nose. And if it's too difficult, then use the put with breathing in and go with breathing. And everything who tells you, this is not the right method, that is not the right method, it's a kilesa. And just be patient. I mean, whenever the mind goes out, just bring it back. And that is the right one.
And after I get into samadhi, and then I'm not sure about the investigation part.
Not yet.
Sorry.
Not yet.
Not yet. Why not?
Because then, if you go into samadhi and it is really quiet for half an hour, then you can do some investigation afterwards. About the body, think about life when you're born, when you went to school, when you learned to walk, when you learned to talk, when you learned to write and read and draw, and go through your life, and then until you're this age, and then look for your parents, when they get older, or grandparents when they die,
So how is it different between thinking and investigation?
Thinking doesn't normally lead to good results. Investigation is asking the question. So for instance, asking the question, how was it, what happened, when I was born? What happened, or how was it, when I was, That is the investigation. Using the thought, to ask questions, that are useful, And then you don't let the kilesas answer, but let the heart answer.
Pick any subject. And then
ask the question. And then wait for the answer to come from the heart, A lot of the questions are coming from the kilesas, That is okay, I want to know, I really want to see, And sometimes you are able to see actually what happened at that time, I mean, our memory is quite good, but if you look at certain situations, in our life, you still can see, When you went to school, remember, you ask the question, when was it, when I went to school, how was it, how was it with my friends, or how was it with my parents, or what happened, And then they show you,
So that vipassana.
That is vipassana.
In the past, I used to be able to sit with putto, and then putto separate from the breath.
Yeah.
I can give up.
Yeah, the putto or the breath, whatever.
And then the breath also separate. I'm not sure that's called anatta or not. I feel like the breath is not part of me, it's something else.
You see the breath, that's okay. Of course, you are not the breath. It is anatta. But you still watch it, you still observe it. Until the breath really stops. And then don't get afraid.
And once I use put yubna or pongo, do you know that? Yubna or pongo, observe the stomach, the movement of the stomach. Yubna or pongo. And then at some time I get concentrated, and then I can feel the pain in the leg. And then I observe the pain until it seems like it's separate from me.
That is okay. But you have to ask, what is pain? Ask. I mean, investigation or vipassana is always asking questions. What is pain? What came before the pain? And when I get up, why is there no pain? So asking the question leads you to insight. And vipassana is insight meditation. That's why we do need to ask questions. Thinking about this, thinking about that, It can be helpful if it is, you know, about the life, but it is not really vipassana. Okay, yeah. And don't observe the abdomen, yeah? Yeah? Just observe the breath here.
Yeah, I didn't try observe the abdomen.
Yeah. It's disturbing. You don't get really calm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This breath is about 20 seconds.